The leadership of the NDC and the MPP have been challenged to hold a joint news conference as a way of demonstrating their commitment to peace before the Supreme Court verdict on the election petition. The pastor in charge of the Berean Baptist Church, Reverend Samuel Frank-Odonkor, who threw the challenge in an interview with Radio Ghana, said ensuring peace must go beyond mere rhetoric. According to him, Ghanaians must learn to forgive one another to move the country forward. He spoke with Yair Kwamwa.
We cannot have peace if we leave out one important element to pursue peace, and that is forgiveness. I was and I found something interesting about Nelson Mandela, that he has imparted the greatest lesson of mankind. And it is with this esteem that we honor not only the man, but also what he stands for: peace, human rights, education, and the rest.
You're talking of forgiveness. To some people, it is good to forgive, but it's very difficult to forget.
Yes.
What have you to tell?
Yes, it is good to forgive. Let me quote it. He said, after 50 years of racial segregation under apartheid in South Africa, many thought change could only occur through civil conflict. However, an unexpected turn in history came with the process of dismantling the apartheid system, where Nelson Mandela was released from prison and chosen as South Africa's first democratic president, but as an international symbol of hope for humanity. What did he do? Everybody would have thought that Mandela would take revenge on those who persecuted him. And if you ask me his secret for success, I would say his willingness to forgive those who hurt him. Mandela said something, and I want you to take note of that. He said, if you want to make peace with your enemy, you have to work with your enemy. Then he becomes your partner.
Normally, the youth are always those who are always used as vessels to cause this confusion. And this youth, some people say, they are being encouraged and engineered by the leadership who sit at the comfort of their houses and push them to cause this mayhem. And what advice do you have for the youth and the leadership of the two parties in this feud?
Peace must come from the top. We must see our leaders showing signs and truly pursuing peace. Because you see, what the leader says carries weight. And if people will do anything otherwise, it is because they've been encouraged in a way by the leadership.
Saying it, is it enough by not demonstrating it?
No, it's not enough to say it and not to do it. It is good to say it, but it is the best thing to do for mankind and for instance for our country. If we pursue it, we do it. I was going through my files recently, and I found a picture of our first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, standing with Dr. Buzia. You may say it's for the camera, but do I know what actually transpired before they could come together and take a picture? We know them, that they are different views of pursuing independence for our country, even though they were all thinking about the well-being of the country. But they have different views, and yet we see them standing together. It will be very nice for our people, young ones, to see our president and those of the opposition coming together for a chat and pursue. Even the two of them saying that, look, this is our country. They can hold a joint conference, you call it. This is our country. Let us all accept the verdict when it comes.
The pastor in charge of the Berean Baptist Church, Reverend Samuel Frank-Odonkor.